like we have to have. That's Lebanon south of the Litani River. There's what we like to have. And then there's like the reach, like everything goes swimmingly. So okay, I mean, all I'm arguing is that the Nile, you know, Beirut, those are option C. It's not like it's not realistic.
So here's a question. So then here's a question for y'all to address this issue. If Israel's biggest problem is manpower and they have a low birth rate, what would their government do to address that problem? Would they outlaw abortion? Would they start incentivizing families to have as many children as possible? Like, what would they do? Because you're only get so many people coming through Aliyah, right? Especially people willing to go and pick up a rifle and go help you go conquer other places.
Especially now.
So how will they grow their population? Because you can't kill your babies and expect your population to keep going up.
They won't. It's not look. I mean, think about it. You're talking about like a state religion that's exceedingly difficult to join, even if you want to, right? So they don't proselytize. And it's like if you try to sign up and become Jewish, it's hard. And if you're not the right kind of Jew, you don't count as a full Jew to the Israelis, right? So,
well, it's an ethno state, not a religion, right? So you can't convert to a different race,
but you can convert to a religion. All I'm saying is, this is a culturally, the Israelis don't care about growing their population. They might see it as a problem, but they're not going to do anything about it.
Really? You don't think so?
I don't see how they can.
The way they war with all their neighbors, because I mean, you can't have one without the other. You don't need living space if you don't have kids.
I don't know. In a modern high-tech war with drones and everything, I mean, you know, I mean, the Israelis have been doing a pretty good job being a giant, you know, projecting power way outside of their, you know, way above their weight class.
True. I guess my thing is, though, it's not the argument for Israel was peace, that basically Jews can come here and they can live here. Mm-hmm. Peace is not the country.
It's on earth for Jews, by far. Yeah. You are far less likely to be hurt or killed anywhere in the world than as a Jew or as a human, you know, than in Israel. It's not a safe space, whatever you think of it.
Yeah, okay. Agreed.
And I shared some fake news. I must apologize. John D. Cockefeller informed.